Hi everybody, it's me again. Oh Lord, that started off rough. Take two. It's me again for another craft and story time. I am currently crocheting a book sleeve for my boyfriend's sister. And so if you're ready, kind of ready just to jump right into it, grab your crafts, or even if you're cleaning, getting some chores done, if you're working and listening to podcasts, I used to be that person too. Sometimes I still am, actually. I don't know why I'm saying used to. I still do that. Go ahead and. That's not right. No, that's right. Grab your crafts and whatever tasks you have at hand or bum around and let's get started. So, we're actually going back to high school this week. Woo, high school. I'm just kidding. You know what? No, it was bad. It wasn't that great. It wasn't. Could have been worse. Could have been better. But yeah. So we're back in high school this week. And we are going over. Actually, I'm sorry. Before I start, I forgot to mention I am not a professional crocheter. I am a crochet enthusiast, if anything. Of course, the pattern I am using, I will put in the show notes. As well as the colors, which I mean they're big to us, so who knows how long you're gonna be able to find that since Joann's is closing. Big bummer for us crafters. But okay, I just had to give my little spiel, and now we're back to it. Okay, so we are going to high school, and we are actually in Warren, Michigan. This is a suburb outside of Detroit. It's actually, I mean, it's less than a half an hour drive over there, so very close. So we're back in high school, and this is a high school. I mean, the only thing I can think of that's like equal to it would be an anime, because in this high school, being smart makes you popular. You are part of the it crowd if you are a star student. Not how my high school was. Most definitely not. I mean, there were a few, you could be smart and cool, but you couldn't just be like, if you were just smart, sometimes that wasn't like, that didn't put you to the forefront of popularity. I feel like that's more common. And it could be also because I'm in Texas. We love athletes. We love football. Most definitely could be that too. Anywho, so we have. We're in Warren, Michigan at Fitzgerald High School. Fitzgerald High School. I don't like the way I said that the first time. Fitzgerald High School. And it's fall of 2017. And Miss Dania Gibson is kind of like, she is the top tier of the smart kids. She has her own, like, she's part of the smart kid clique or smart girl clique. She's very popular. She's very extroverted. She's very, very involved in school, student government. She does color guard. She's in the multiculturalism club, as well as some other things. Girls involved. She's got a bright future ahead of her. You saw the yarn? So, she is. Really striving for valedictorian. And this girl, she's very sure of herself. Apparently, she wants to tell people, like, I'm the number one girl. Like, it's me. I'm at the top. And you know what? I'm not a fan of those kind of attitudes, but at the same time, more power to her because at that age, most of the time, you're very unsure about yourself. This girl knew who she was, she knew what she was about. And she believed in herself. So good for her. Definitely gonna commend that. So in her groups, there's like I believe like six or seven of them. They're all great friends. They're all very ambitious. Dania is actually really, really she is headstrong on being valedictorian for her school. And that's a big deal being number one in your school, especially I feel like if you're like in a suburb outside of Michigan, you probably have a lot more kids. I went to a small school. I think I graduated with less than 500 people. I'm pretty sure her graduating class was like way bigger than mine. So she's a junior this year, and you know, she's got her friends, and inside her friend circle is quite the contender, Miss Tanea Lewis. Tanea is just as smart as Denia. She's a bright girl too, but they definitely have their differences. As Denia is very extroverted and bubbly and friendly and willing to put herself out there, Tanea is more reserved. She's more to herself. She's just as much as a go-getter when it comes to academics, but she's definitely not someone to put herself out there to make new friends or to befriend someone she doesn't know. She has to warm up to people first. That's cool too, you know? I don't blame her. She is also striving for valedictorian. She's already taking college courses as a junior in high school. And by all accounts, she definitely is like Denia's main competition when it comes to academics. It would be between those two. But they're in the same, they're friends, you know? It's a friendly competition. And these girls basically, I mean, they are neck and neck. The only one up that Tanea had over Denia is Tanea has a boyfriend. And y'all know how it is in high school. Well, at least, you know, back when I was in school. Wasn't that long ago. Kind of. But anywho, we're not going to talk about age because then I'll cry. So, Tanea's boyfriend is this little, what was I going to say, little boy? That's rude. He's actually a cute kid. His name is Evan. And by everything I've seen or like I looked into, there was like, Evan, you know, he's like Ed Sheeran. Let me just clarify about this whole, he looks like Ed Sheeran. He's just white with red hair and some freckles. That's Evan. But he's a cute kid. He's not like this, you know, like how they used to put in the movies, like the weird, ugly ginger. He's nothing like that. He's a cute kid. He really is. And he himself, you know, he's kind of like Tanea's yin to the yang, or yin to her yang. He also is extroverted. He's friendly. He's apparently like likes to goof around. He cracks a lot of jokes. He's very well liked. He seems to be a likable kid. And they've been together for 2 years at this point. They met in the eighth grade, started dating, I'm going to say right after the eighth grade, like right when freshman year was starting or about to start. And I mean, this couple was serious. Evan actually bought her and gave her a promise ring. And this is quite the promise ring. It's pretty. I saw a picture. Very pretty. Like, definitely, you know, that girl was proud to wear that. And, you know, he walked her to all her classes, and she wouldn't hold his hand. She would, like, hold his arm, which I love doing that with my man. So, she's holding his arm, and they're very solid. And, well, to him, they're very solid. Unbeknownst to him, she's a little insecure. Now, I think it's a little bit of both. I think she's insecure within herself as well as in her relationship with Evan. I think the two are tied together. So, Evan and Denia actually have a class together. And Denia and Evan end up getting assigned as each other's study partners. So they have to spend a lot of time together. They choose to study at Evan's house. Whether there's a parent or there, I couldn't find any information on that. But Evan and Denia are spending a lot of time together. And let me just make this clear. So Evan and Denia already know each other. A lot of actually the girls within their little clique, they all know Evan. Some of them have actually known Evan before Tanea even met him. So he's an old friend. They go way back. So they get along, they're studying, and neither one of them seems to have an interest in each other. They are purely there to study and make sure they're getting the best grades that they can get and really strive to their goals. Because Evan was a smart boy too. He's no dummy. Evan also had goals, so he took this very serious too. They know that what they need to get ahead, and they're going to put in the work. So as these two are studying, Tanea like just jumps up into a stage five clinger. Like, I know these movies are all like inappropriate now and wokeism, but honestly, the stage five clinger thing, some kids probably should watch Wedding Crashers to learn, like, don't be that girl, don't be that guy. Because yeah, she starts with some toxic behavior pretty quickly. She starts blowing Evan up because Danae is there at his house spending time with him. Again, there's like nothing is ever said, and nobody has any reason to believe that there was anything more going on than studying. He was loyal to her, he loved her. But Tanea is constantly texting, constantly calling that she needs to leave. Like, no, you need to step aside and look at yourself, girl, and realize, like, oh no, I'm getting crazy. Yes, you are. Girls, like, I know there's some girls who are proud about being crazy. No. You need to reel in your crazy. Nobody needs to deal with your shit. Nope. In high school, there's so many people who think, like, oh, the drama, that's love. It's really not. Some of it's just really bad behavior. And if you enable that toxicity, it's gonna make them grow into a worse person. And maybe y'all break up and y'all don't have to deal with it, but someone else is most definitely gonna have to pick up those pieces. And hard pass. I don't want my kids dating someone crazy like that. No, thank you. So, like, pass. But, Evan's trying to keep it at bay, and Danae's kind of confused because she's like, I thought we were friends. You know, I'm not into your guy. Like, no, thank you. She has no interest. So to her, she's kind of confused, like, as to why her friend's even acting this way towards her. Because, there starts to be a rift, and she starts to kind of give her the cold shoulder, and Denaya is just really at a loss for words. She's still trying to be cordial and cool because she really has no problem with her. She didn't pick Evan to study with. That's just how it happened. And she's, like I said, she's going to do what she needs to do. If that's her partner to study, he's her partner to study. She's not going to rock the boat. And y'all know how it is when y'all are in study groups. Sometimes you end up with a dud, someone who's not going to do any fucking work. Or you were the dud. She didn't get a dud. He didn't get a dud. I doubt either one of them is going to ask to switch because you don't know what you're going to get. You don't know who your next partner is going to be. They could be someone very lazy, or they can be someone really controlling where you get no word in. Nobody wants to deal with that either. They have a good thing going. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. That goes for you too, Tanea. So, he's trying to work with it. He's trying to convey to her, like, that it's nothing that serious. It is nothing more than them just studying. And this girl is just, like, not believing a word of it. She's losing her shit and fucking stewing over it. She just will not let it go. And then she starts to, like, get even worse. She starts wanting to know Evan's location at all times. She goes through his Snapchat and deletes all of the girls on his Snapchat. Even, like I said, he was friends with other girls in their clique too. Suddenly he's not allowed to talk to them. Like, this girl just really, really started tightening that leash. Like, my God. And they're in high school. Like, when you have like curfews and shit, could you imagine if they were like adults with that behavior? Oof. Would have been very scary. She probably would have been following my work and shit. Like, ugh. No, thank you. So she's doing all this shit, putting crazy on top of crazy and then multiplying it by crazy. And then she takes it too far. She starts trying to track Evan's phone so she can, basically follow him everywhere he goes. and see what he's doing at all times. And that's when he really drew the line and was just like, no. So he breaks up with Tanea. Girlfriend is devastated. She is distraught. She's upset. And God forbid, you know, she look at herself and be like, oh, it's my behavior. No, this is all Danea's fault, apparently. So she focuses on really just stewing over what happened with Evan. I didn't see anything that her grades were slipping, nothing like that. See, she seemed to still be very strong and at least not that distracted. But, you know, this girl is just seething hatred towards Danea and is just focused on getting Evan back. So during, around Christmas, I believe, you know, she's still eating lunch with the clique, which, you know, Danea's in the clique also. So Danea and Tanaya are at the same lunch table together. And Tanaya overhears Danea telling another friend that she has a crush on a boy named Jack. Well, Tanaya, the sneaky little bitch, goes and starts dating Jack. You know, just to really fucking drive a nail in that coffin. And Danea is just like, what the hell? I thought we were friends. And she confronts her about it. Tanaya couldn't care less. That girl had no fucks to give. Mm-mm. She felt like Danea deserved this. When, again, it's all in your head. So Danea was just like, okay, whatever. Well then, so Danea goes on, you know, living her life. And she joins cross country. Which, good for you. Goddamn, it's a lot of work. Along with all her other activities. And then, well, not and then. But guess who also is part of cross country? Evan. Evan's in cross country too. And oof. That one move literally makes Tanaya like just get rid of Jack and start pursuing Evan again. That's all it took. Now, I saw some things who were saying that this was like a spite move. But I find it, unless Tanaya was already really into running, I find it really hard to believe that someone decided to join cross country for a boy. Because, you know, it's not like, oh, I joined art club for a guy. Like, no, I decided to run fucking miles for a boy. Like, I don't think that's what happened there. So, yeah, she dumps Jack, like, pretty quickly after. Like, as soon as that happens, actually. And, I mean, poor Jack. That guy's probably just there all, what the hell? Like, what happened? I thought we were good. Poor Jack, completely unaware that he was a pawn in this whole game. I'm sure he figured it out after. But, you know, he just got used to get back at someone. So somehow, Tanaya works her way back into Evan's good graces. And they get back together. But, you know, that toxic behavior, it's still in her, and it came out pretty damn quickly because, yes, they're back together, but they're still each other's study partners, and they're still running cross country together. Danea is still in his life, and he still spends time with her. And even at that, when Danea and Evan were broken up, still nothing happened between him and Danea. They really were just friends. They had no interest in each other. But that, you know, that was just not important, oddly enough, to Danea. She felt something was there, or she felt like Danea was a threat. And it makes me wonder, would she have been like this with any girl? Or is it because Danea was kind of more like Evan, where they're both very extroverted and they had a lot of similarities? Or was this because They were already in competition, and she just saw her trying to take that away from her too. It could be a combination of all of it, but it makes me wonder what really drove her to be so possessive all of a sudden. Because apparently she was never like that before. And I'm sure it wasn't like the first time she'd seen Evan, you know, talking to a girl, you know, without her being there. So, you know, it makes me wonder, what was it about Danaya that just really made her go there? Sorry, I'm making sure this thing's still recording. It is. Don't look at me, Evan Inch. Okay. Stupid yarn. All right, so. Where was I? They get back together. So, and again, you know, it goes right back. Poor Evan is probably just like, ugh, here we go again. Because that's like, she didn't even hesitate. She started her shit right back up. You know, and then she starts just with her crazy ass behavior and trying to get involved with the same thing. You know, I don't want her at her house. I don't want her talking to you. You know, just control, control, control. So, Evan breaks up with her again that spring. He dumps her. She's, you know, devastated again. She's upset. And Evan is kind of just like, I don't, you know, like, that's it. He's had it. He doesn't want to deal with it anymore. Like, nobody should have to deal with that, but especially a teenager. That's way too much. So over the summer, you know, everybody has a good time. No, you know, nothing adds fuel to the fire. They come back fall of 2018. And it's fall of 2018. Danaya, you know, she comes back. She's the same person that she's always been, you know, and now it's senior year. So that drive for valedictorian, you know, it's even more there. She's, you know, like a force to be reckoned with. She has a goal and she's going to get it. She's still friends with Evan. She's still kind of cool with Tanea because, again, she never was trying to step on anybody's toes. She was just there to study. So it's a one-sided beef, most definitely. Like, Tanea is in a competition all by herself. But when Tanea comes back to school that fall, Tanea comes back like very jaded. She's a different person. She comes back and, you know, just from the pictures I saw, it seemed like she cut off all her hair before she came back also. I could be wrong, but I couldn't find anywhere in the timeline from like when she was still with Evan to cut her hair. It seemed like she got dumped. She did that drastic shit you do when you're dealing with a breakup. In this case, she chopped off all her hair. No judgment. I've been there. And then she came back to school, you know, different hair color, been there too, and much shorter hair. Also, she came back and was highly antisocial. She didn't even talk to any of her friends, not just Danaya. None of her friends. She stuck to herself. She always had headphones on. She always had a hood over her. She just was focused on two things. Her academics and Evan. Poor guy, you know? He's just like, why are you so obsessed with me? He's probably feeling like Mariah Carey. So, one day, and you know, even at that, like, Evan is still talking to her and giving her his attention, not in like a flirty way, but they're friends. And it's basically like Tanae would rather have Evan in her life than not at all. So then at lunch one day, a mutual friend between the girls tells Danaya, I have a secret. That Tanea told her a secret and she can't tell everybody. I think we've all been there in high school, and we all know, like, you can't tell everybody means I'm the one telling everybody. This friend is clearly a pot stirrer. That girl, maybe it's because she didn't see enough drama starting off, so she just fucking was like, just gonna poke the bear here, because she tells Dania that last spring, Tania cheated on Evan. Dania, you know, big gasp, novella gasp, what do you mean? Yeah, Tania. And when I say cheated, she didn't like make out with somebody. No, the girl slept with somebody. Girl did the full thing with somebody. You know, guilty conscience. Everything she thought Dania and Evan were doing. Nope, it was her doing it with. Or doing it with who? Unknown. And kind of irrelevant. Unless it was like his brother or something, you know, scandalous like that. Because then we gotta know. But yeah, I couldn't find any information as to who it was. I'm sure that guy is just like, please don't say my name. I hope nobody finds out. But Dania, you know, feels that she needs to tell Evan about this. Girl, don't do it. And even at that, she like talks to some of their friends and they like are basically like, mind your own business. It's not your business. Don't say anything. But Dania, I guess, you know, just being a little vexed from everything they went through last year, she feels compelled. She must tell her. Or tell Evan. And she does. The next day, her and Evan are on the bus to, I believe, a cross-country meet. Or maybe a field trip. I can't remember. But she tells him, like, oh, by the way, Dania cheated on you last spring. And Evan is very upset. And, you know, for the same reasons, you know. This girl put me through hell, accusing me of shit, trying to run my life, when this whole time, she's doing something. Dude's got a right to be pissed off. So he's upset. And, of course, you know, he knows not to name Dania in it, because he just knows, one, who told him is irrelevant, two, it's just, we all know how she would feel if she found out it was Dania. But Evan is very upset, and he confronts her, and Dania is caught off guard by him questioning and knowing. And as it is, even at this point, words got out around school about it. So Evan knows, but a bunch of people know already that Tania cheated on him. And Evan is so hurt and so upset that he tells Tania he does not want to ever talk to her again. He doesn't want to be around her, and demands that she give the promise ring back. And you know, this solidifies everything. This is the key moment that you and Evan will never get back together. It's over. He's done. You will no longer have his time. And Tania, again with the toxic behavior, tells Evan something along the lines of that she would have rather slit her wrists than tell him that she had cheated on him. Girl brought the drama. And he, you know, they separate. But Tania now has a new mission. Who the fuck told Evan? And she needs to find out. She's pissed. Again, no self-reflection as to why this is her fault. No, it's the messenger's fault. And, you know, it sounds honestly like if Dania wouldn't have told him, he would have found out anyway. And I swear it like always happens this way, where even if the person who like they're being accused with, like in Dania's position, if Evan would have found out from one of his other friends, she probably still would have blamed Dania. Or somebody would have spread the rumor that it was Dania anyway. Been there too. Not for cheating, but some other dumb shit. And they're like, oh, it was Shelby. Like, no, I saw them, but it was stupid. It was my friend. My friend snitched, but it came back to me. Ugh. This is why high school's stupid. Anyway, so Diana hears that Tanea is like on the hunt for who ratted her out. And you know, Denaya, you know, she's a real one. She's just like, you know what? It was me. I'm just going to tell her it was me. So she calls Tanea and tells her and apologizes. Like this, it was me. I'm the one who told Evan. I'm sorry that I told him, but I felt like he needed to know and he had the right to know. Tanea, I like to think Tanea had like an eye twitch at this moment. You know, she's listening and her like the bottom of her eyelids just like, that's my picture. Like this little, I can't, if I could make my eye twitch, that'd be perfect, but I can't. So that's what I picture. Of course, apology not accepted. Tanea still has no fucks to give and just hangs up on Denaya. Just bye, bitch. You know? Nope. She just hangs up on her. And then she texts Denaya, you made the biggest mistake. And poor Denaya's like, what the hell does that mean? I know I would be like that. Like, what's that supposed to mean? So the next day, Denaya does her, you know, regular morning routine, goes to school. Tanea does the same. She does her regular routine. You know, she eats breakfast. She takes her dog for a walk. Then she calls Evan. Poor Evan. She calls Evan and asks for a ride to school and tells him that she wants to talk. And Evan, you know, Evan's definitely a nice guy, that's for sure, because he does it. He picks her up and hears her out. But on the ride to school, all she can do is apologize and apologize. And I think we've all been in this situation where, like, the apology just makes you even more upset and more angry. That's what happened with Evan. It just pissed him off more. So by the time they got to school, he's just like, bye. But as they separate, Tanea gives him $100. And he's very confused, like, what's this for? And she's like, she tells him, you know, well, this is all I have. And he's like, takes the money. He's like, all right, you know, it's the least you can do. I'm just kidding. I don't know if he said that, but he takes the money. So they go to their first period. Second period, economics. Denaya and Tanaya have class together. Evan's in a different classroom, but the girls have AP economics. And apparently, and as it is, one of their friends, mutual friends, had asked Denaya, you know, about it the day before. And Denaya seemed to know that more than likely the girls are going to fight. She does not want to fight Tanea because suspension can mess up her school record and she could jeopardize valedictorian and school applications and everything. She doesn't want that. But at the same time, she's not going to just allow someone to hit her either. So if Tanea is going to start some shit, Denaya is ready to step up and fight back. But really, you know, she has no interest in fighting her. It's just, I mean, what good would that do for her? What point does it serve for her? So then Tanea, so they're in class. And apparently both of them are just, they both seemed off. It's almost like both of them knew something was going to happen between them. And they were just waiting. So, during second period, Evan gets a text from Tanaya, and she asks if he ever had feelings for Denaya. And he just tells her, I don't have to answer that. And he's right, he doesn't, it's not for business. And then he gets a second text, and all it says is, it's time. And he's just like, what does that mean? Like, what? So while they're in this economics class, You know, the teacher breaks them off into groups, which I think we all fucking loved those moments. You get to kind of like hang out with your friends for a little bit and not have to just sit in the desk and hear lectures. So they break off into groups. And one of their friends, her name is Kayla, she's in this class too. And, you know, kids are moving around. There's a lot of hustle and bustle. She's still at her desk. And she can see Tanea and Danaya kind of like circling each other around Kayla's desk. And she's not paying it too much mind. She thinks they're just messing around. She's not taking it seriously. Until suddenly, she hears screaming. There's kids jumping over desks and jumping onto desks. Kids running to the door. Kids are losing their shit. And, you know, in this mix, she looks around and she sees a trail of blood. Next thing you know, the teacher is escorting them out of the class. Well, they're pulling Tanea out of the class. You know, one of the teachers trying to get her out. And they're escorting the kids to a different classroom. The student resource officer is called. And a student actually starts calling 911. And tells them that someone's been stabbed. The student resource officer enters the classroom and finds Danaya on the floor with a knife next to her. She's laying face down. And he has to roll her over. That poor man, you know, these are kids. He has to roll her over and perform CPR while they wait for the ambulance to come. And you can see actually on the school footage, like that camera was kind of perfectly placed for where that classroom's, because, you know, like those T's in the hallways, well, they would be like on the long part, like the bottom part of the T. And the camera is dead center at the top to where it's like at the corner of it. And you can see the teachers get Tanaya out, and Tanaya is like fighting them to get back in there to Danaya. And she's yelling, I'm going to kill her. I'm going to fucking kill you. And then when they finally get her to step away and walk away, she turns around one last time and says, you told Evan. So they separate her. The police show up. Danaya's taken to the hospital. And, you know, they have to kind of get a few officers in because there's over 20 eyewitnesses. 20 kids saw this. That's terrifying. Like, as a parent, how do you handle that phone call? We need to let you know your child's been called in for questioning because she witnessed a stabbing in her class today. That's terrifying. I went to school with some pretty, like, rowdy-ass kids, but they didn't start stabbing people till after high school. I know it sounds funny to say, but that's the truth. Nobody fucking stabbed each other while we were in school. Nothing that bad. They just fought. But I couldn't imagine that. That's fucking terrifying. That's so sad. For those kids. It really is. It's heartbreaking. Like, she altered everybody's life. Even that teacher. What if that teacher decided, I can't teach anymore because all she pictures is that? You know, it happened on her watch. But why would she expect a stabbing? It wasn't even like these girls were talking shit to each other before it happened. No. It went from 0 to 60 quick. And all of this happened within 6 minutes. Like, the 911 call was placed 6 minutes after she texted him, it's time. That's so fast. So, Danaya is taken to the hospital. She has 4 stab wounds. She has 2 to the back and 2 to the chest. And unfortunately, 2 of these stab wounds, one's punctured a lung and one has hit her heart. So she has to go straight into surgery. While Danaya is in surgery, police start, you know, they arrest Tanea and they start questioning her. Tanea refuses to do any questioning until she can talk to Evan. Like, even now, she just cannot, like, Evan. So they arrange for that to happen. And as it is, by this point, you know, kids are texting each other what happened. And Evan doesn't even believe it at first. So he texts one of his friends who's in class with him. He's like, did Tanea do something? And his friend just texts him back. She stabbed Anaya. She stabbed Anaya. So who knows how hurt this kid is, because he knows that this is all because of him. He never did anything wrong, and it's still because of him. She did it over him. So they arrange for Tanea to call Evan. And it's heartbreaking because you got to remember this girl's 17. And when you hear the call, you can't hear Evan's side because she's on her cell phone. You hear her asking Evan, did you love her? You'll never have, I told you you'll never have to deal with me again. That part really upset me. I won't be a problem for you anymore. Something like that. It's like, bitch, you fucking fucked this kid up. Not just him, but that whole classroom and that teacher. I won't be a problem. You won't have to worry about me anymore. Really? Because that's all he's going to think about is how his friend hurt his other friend, or his ex-girlfriend hurt his friend because she made some shit up in her head and fucking attacked her. That's just so selfish. That really pissed me off when I heard that. That's how you know she's, as much as she cares about Evan, it's all about her. Evan's hers. I don't even think it was about her love for Aaron, Evan. It's just Evan's hers. That's how that made me feel. So she gets off the phone and the police are questioning her. And first she tries, and I never understand why people like even say this. She says that she brought the knife, which was a 3-inch chick, was a chicken, a 3-inch kitchen knife. A chicken knife, that's terrifying. So they find a 3-inch kitchen knife. And she says she brought the knife, but she's not who stabbed Denaya. Which, like, okay. Make that one make sense. What did she do? Back into your knife? Anyway, so. And when they're asking her, like, what led up to this? Why did you even feel the need to bring the knife? She tells them, like, well, they were spending a lot of time together. They were studying at his house together. They did cross country together. She told him, and then she just ends it with, she ruined everything. Which is just like, honey, that girl did nothing to you. She really didn't. You did all this to yourself. You really did all of this to herself. I mean, it seems like, I'm sure there may have been words, but from all accounts, like, Denaya let it roll off her shoulders because she knew, like, she was just there to purely study. So, while she's being questioned, again, 20 kids are being questioned by the police to find out what happened. And it's during this questioning that they get word that Denaya actually passed away. She just, her wounds, she succumbed to her wounds, wounds. My God, Shelby. And she passed away. So these poor kids, already being questioned from something traumatic, then have to learn that she didn't make it. And these are kids who had known her since, when they first became teenagers, 6 years. So it's really heartbreaking. It really crushed them. They were very upset. Some of these kids went on to testify against Tanea. Evan testified against Tanea. Tanea was actually, she was charged with first degree murder, with premeditation because, I mean, you can really track it. The money to Evan, the text, bringing the knife, the text to Denaya the day before that you made the biggest mistake. She made the threat. You just didn't expect her to deliver on it, at least not like that. Maybe you think you're gonna get fucking punched in the face. That's what you think. You don't think you're gonna get stabbed. You don't think that you're gonna wake up, start your day off, say hi to your friends, and not even make it out of second period. You don't think that. It's terrible. So that's what she is charged with. And again, this is fall. This is September 12th of 2018 is when the incident happened. In August of 2020, Tanea actually takes a plea bargain where she pleads no contest, and she receives a sentence of 27 to 60 years in prison. And she isn't eligible for parole until 2045. So she's going to be in there for quite a while. And like a lot of these cases that involve teenagers make me sad. Because like as it is, her attorney tried to have like a competency. I swear I know these words. Had her like, you know, evaluated, and it came out like, nope, she's fine. She's just possessive. So she gets the sentence. And what makes me sad about these cases is it's almost like two lives are lost. She's 17. She has the possibility of getting out of prison in 25 years. She'll be 32 years old. She'll still be young. But those 20s are vital years. That's when you're supposed to make your mistakes in adulthood. So your 30s can be easier. And then your 40s are supposed to be even easier. Not all of us live that way. My 30s have been a little rough. But, you know, she robbed herself of that time. She really did. These girls had futures. They were very bright. They were very pretty. And they were young. And I hope now she sees that you didn't just hurt yourself. You hurt your own family. Because people tend to forget that the killer has a family, and most of the times they have nothing to do with this. They're a victim too. Her parents just lost their daughter. Her parents lost her daughter. Her family lost her. Danaya's family lost her. Evan and that whole class and that teacher, that student resource officer, they're just scarred. For all we know, some of those officers who responded have kids who went to those schools. It's never just about you. It's everybody. You impact everybody. But that is the story of Danaya Gibson and Tanea Lewis. I hope you enjoy our little craft and story time. If you do, go ahead and like and subscribe. I feel so weird saying that after what we just talked about. You can check me out on YouTube where I crochet. You can't really see what I'm crocheting, but this is it. My boyfriend's sister's in this whole checker mood. I think it's fucking rad. I love checkers, so she's got the matching cups and everything. It's with her daughter. It's fucking adorable. It's super cool. And then, yeah, like and subscribe. And I'll catch you on the next one, I guess. Bye, everybody.